Welcome to Look Ahead Radio and Viewpoints Around the World. My name is Tom Arms, and in a moment I'll be joined by my old friend Lockwood Phillips. I'm based in London. He's in Morehead City, North Carolina. Every week we get together to discuss world affairs. This week we're focused on the year ahead. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much for listening.
Welcome to Look Ahead Radio with Tom Arms and Lockwood Phillips.
Viewpoints around the world with Tom Arms of Look Ahead News and Look Ahead Radio joining us this evening. I'm looking forward to this conversation tonight. We're not only going to look back at the past year, but we're really going to begin to look forward to the year of 2018. And as we prepare to do that, well, Tom, good evening to you. Thank you for joining us as always. And by the way, what's the weather like in London? It's getting chilly here in our neighborhood.
It's Arctic.
Ah.
It was really cold today.
Well,
there's a roaring fire in the fireplace tonight at the Arms household.
Well, you know, it's cold here. As a matter of fact, we're experiencing significant changes in temperature and, quite frankly, some areas seeing record snowfalls. Seems to me that maybe global warming isn't as warm as everybody thought it was.
Well, you know, global warming doesn't necessarily mean the specific air around you will be warmer. It has an effect, different effects on different parts of the world.
Yeah, but still, it's getting cold enough now. We're beginning to, you know, it's moments like this that one
has to. We could get
to
global cooling.
Well, and by the way, as you remember, Tom, and Tom is my age, there were numerous stories in magazines and newspapers around the world about the fact that we were headed for a long-term winter. Global cooling was going to be the great issue and concern. And, well, it's interesting what a couple of decades will do.
Well, I think there's no doubt that the sea levels are rising because, you know, you only have to look at the small micro countries mm-hmm. in the Pacific and notice that skeletons are being washed up on the doorsteps of people because the graves are being inundated with water, the cemeteries, mm-hmm. and that the drinking water is being contaminated with salt water. And countries are literally disappearing. So I don't think there's any doubt about that.
But the other aspect of that, and just we won't belabor this because this is not an environmental show, with Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com and Look Ahead Radio, and we'll give you details about that in a few moments. But Tom, talking to a local geologist who's commented, the sea levels have been rising now for over 1,000 years. And so maybe it's accelerated a little bit, but we're not really sure. And of course, the other aspect of this is we go through, and here in our region of the world, we call it seasons. We go through cool seasons and warm seasons and in between seasons, that being spring and fall. But it is interesting. But back to the issue, it is pretty cold. Is this unseasonably cold for you in London?
No.
Okay.
No. It's probably as normal.
All right. Tom, let's talk about something before we get into looking ahead in 2018 and just some issues and news of the day. And, of course, one of those issues and news of the day happens to be that of the concept of the United Nations, UN. And, of course, there was a vote last week in which the United States was a critical vote of the U.S. having relocated its embassy, planned to relocate its embassy to Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Then, of course, this week, as a matter of fact, it was announced that Guatemala will also be relocating its embassy to Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. What is the coverage there in Europe? What's the news? How is it being received there in Europe?
Well, they certainly reported Guatemala, that great Latin American political powerhouse,
mm-hmm.
They reported in the context of the fact that 10% of Guatemala's GDP is dependent on remittances from Guatemalans living in the U.S. and 1% of its GDP is $500 million worth of foreign aid from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so it really doesn't have much choice. The other thing is, of course, Guatemala has always been an extremely conservative country, and it's always had good relations with Israel. And in fact, in the 1980s, it did have its capital, or not its capital, its embassy in Jerusalem. And it moved it out because the United States asked it to.
That's an interesting point.
In the 70s and 80s, part of what they called the Pariah Club. And these were countries like Taiwan, South Africa, Israel, Guatemala. And they formed a sort of group of countries which recognized and traded with each other. At that time, for instance, Israel and South Africa were exchanging nuclear technology. Mm-hmm. And South Africa was developing a nuclear weapon, which it later abandoned. So, you know, there's historic close links between Guatemala and Israel.
Now, that's a very interesting observation. Very quickly, what about the relations with Jerusalem and Israel and Europe? Is there? We've seen stories of concerns related to anti-Semitic feelings in Germany, maybe even France. But is there a growing distance with Israel and Europe?
No, I don't think so. No more than usual. Okay. I mean, politically, Europe has been more inclined towards the Palestinian cause, the Arab cause, mm-hmm. than the Israeli cause. And that's been for some time. But I don't think there's any more anti-Semitism in Europe than there is in the U.S. I have friends who are Jewish in the U.S., and they're very concerned about anti-Semitism in America. One of them was actually talking about moving to Europe to avoid the anti-Semitism she was facing in the U.S.
I'm fascinated. Is this in New York City? Where was this individual?
No, it's in the Northeast.
Okay.
I don't want to identify this person anymore.
No. I'm surprised of that. I don't see where that anti-Semitism seems to be percolating.
This person told me that they had meetings at the synagogue. They were told, to be careful about, being too Jewish. Wow. Or appearing too Jewish, to only leave the synagogue and visit certain times of the day. And of course, they've had attacks here in Europe on Jewish cemeteries. They've had attacks in America on Jewish cemeteries in the last 18 months or a year. Basically following the, Brexit and the election of Donald Trump.
Well, and I knew that we were going to get into the issue of Donald Trump. I find it fascinating.
Very difficult to avoid.
Well, I find it fascinating when it comes to anti-Semitism and Donald Trump. I'm trying to remember. I think a member of his family, Jared Kushner.
It's ironic, isn't it?
His
daughter and son-in-law are Orthodox Jewish.
And yet he is being accused of heightening.
I don't think he's being accused of anti-Semitism. But lot of people feel that he's given voice to those who are anti-Semitic.
Okay.
And certainly, people who are white supremacists tend to be anti-Semitic as well.
Anti-Catholic too, I might add. I find that is astounding that canard.
I agree. There's an irony there.
No, it's not an irony. It's a canard. It's just a phenomenal, dishonest and false
there's
narrative.
There's no link at all between the rise in attacks on Jewish.
No.
And the election of Trump, even though they seem to have coincided.
Well, I would say they were coincided with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and, by the way, Hezbollah, as a matter of fact, we won't belabor this story. Has the story about the fact that President Obama was opposed to any further efforts to stop Hezbollah's drug trade in the United States in an effort to promote closer relations with Iran. Has that story broken anywhere in Europe by any chance?
I don't recall seeing it.
That is a story worthy of review. I would just suggest that to you, Tom. Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com, LookAhead Radio. Always enjoy the conversations with him. Designed specifically to bring up the issue of President Trump. I always like doing that. Tom, we'll take a quick break on that. You're listening to LookAheadNews.com, LookAhead Radio with Tom Arms joining us this evening. Yes, this portion of the program has been pre-recorded. As a matter of fact, it's almost 8 o'clock his time as we begin this program. Stay tuned for more here on Viewpoints Around the World.
LookAhead Radio will return in just a moment.
This is Tom Arms with LookAheadNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 1st of January, 2018. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Russian gas starts flowing east to China on the 1st of January. Russia's Gazprom and the state-owned China National Petroleum Corporation have signed a $400 billion deal for Russia to supply 38 billion cubic meters of gas for the next 30 years. Russia is planning other big developments for its gas industry this year. They include a liquefied natural gas plant at opposite ends of the country, one on the Baltic and the other on the Pacific port of Vladivostok. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday restarts preliminary talks to form a coalition government. The Greens and the traditional allies, the Christian Social Union, are the only ones who've agreed to join ranks with Ms. Merkel so far. Both the Social Democrats and the Free Democrats have rejected initial overtures but are thinking again. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is off to Vienna on New Year's Day for a mini-summit with Europe's newest and youngest leader, Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. The 31-year-old leader of the Conservative People's Party, Kurz recently formed a coalition government with the hard-right Austrian Freedom Party, which is anti-Islamic, Eurosceptic, anti-immigration, and whose members include former Austrian Nazis. New Year's resolutions will be the order of the day for both the Danish and Norwegian prime ministers on Monday. Lars Rasmussen from Denmark and Erna Solberg from Norway will both be giving New Year's Day broadcasts. Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, will start 2018 repairing diplomatic fences with a friendship reception at the United Nations, following UN condemnation of Donald Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It is perhaps significant that out of the 193 members of the UN, only 63 countries have been invited to Ms. Haley's party. Estonia grows 24 centimeters on New Year's Day. It is accomplishing this amazing feat by abandoning a Russian-based height measurement system for the European Vertical Reference System. The highest point will still only be 371 meters above sea level. Donald Trump will have something to complain about on Monday. As of the start of 2018, the U.S. Army will be compelled to accept transgender recruits after a ruling by U.S. District Judge Colin Kuller-Catelli. The German city of Stuttgart on Monday bans diesel-fueled cars, and the Vatican bans the sale of all cigarettes. Harbin, China hosts the world's largest ice festival from Friday. There are expected to be over a million visitors ogling at ice sculptures, which include frozen versions of the Colosseum and the Empire State Building. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.
Welcome back to Look Ahead Radio. Here is Lockwood Phillips.
Viewpoints Around the World with Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com, LookAhead Radio. Yes, this portion of the program has been pre-recorded. He and I just disagreed on a few items, as I always like to do at the opening, but we're going to move on to a few items that I'm looking forward to getting more enlightened about, and we're talking about looking ahead now, and of course, Viewpoints Around the World and Viewpoints, LookAheadNews.com, LookAhead Radio. And Tom, let's talk about this. LookAheadNews.com, it's a blog. You can subscribe to that. Remind folks how they subscribe and why they should subscribe.
Well, you can go to LookAheadNews.com and just go to the subscription page and sign up. Why? The email which I send out once a week is a lengthy discussion of what will be happening next week around the world. Mm-hmm. And the purpose behind that is to give people the tool of advance information so that they can participate more in world affairs. It's a vital tool. In addition to that, we have links to our discussion every week and a blog that I write, which is The Views of a Loony London Liberal.
Okay.
Which you may or may not disagree with. I don't care. If you don't disagree, then please say so in the comment section. I welcome all comments from all people of all shades of opinion, even Lockwood.
Even me. Okay. Tom, let's talk about looking ahead and several items. Let's pick up Catalonia and Brexit and the survival of the EU. We're looking ahead now, not only for next week, but 2018. What is exactly the future of, well, let's start with Catalonia and its efforts to become independent.
Well, they're all sort of linked together because Catalonia and Spain is like a microcosm of what's happening in the EU. Now, we've just had our second vote or second poll. One was the referendum, which was disapproved of, and they tried to disallow it by the Spanish government. That resulted in a vote in favor of independence, overwhelming and complete chaos in Catalonia. And so the Spanish government took over Catalonia. They moved in their troops and held a proper election. And they still lost that one. They narrowly voted in Catalonia again for independence from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this presents a real conundrum for the Spanish, because these are elections which they organized.
Right.
And now they've got to somehow or another find a way of reflecting the people's views without destroying the unity of Spain. It's a real problem.
What's the future?
Speculative. There are going to be some talks. I think that's the easiest. That's all we can say at this stage. They're talking at this stage. Mariano Rajoy, the Spanish prime minister, is talking about giving them more control over their tax collection spending.
Okay.
Over fiscal matters. I don't think that's enough. What really sparked this off was that the government of Rajoy a few years ago had the statute of autonomy changed, which said that Catalonia was not a nation within Spain,
mm-hmm.
Just an autonomous region,
mm-hmm.
which the Catalans didn't like, and the Castilian would take precedence as a national language in Catalonia over Catalan.
Wow. Now, real quick.
And that was a big mistake. He'd find it difficult to back down from that, but I think he's going to have to for a start.
All right. Moving on to a few other items, but very quickly, and you gave us a bit of a world politique that I thought was very important. How many, what is Spain made of? I mean, it's not.
There are about seven other autonomous regions.
Okay.
Which will lay claim to some sort of greater autonomy. Okay. And they're watching what's happening in Catalonia very carefully. I mean, we all know about the Basque region. They were fighting for independence for yonks and yonks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also Galicia and Andalusia and
you have multiple
Balearic Islands and so forth.
And you have multiple languages, too.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's important. Just as a little background. All right. Let's talk about the future of Brexit and the survival of the EU.
Well, we're talking, the EU, as I said, if you look at Spain, you can almost sort of transpose that on Europe as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got lots of different nation states. And even within those nation states, places like the Netherlands and Belgium, they have different groups within those countries which would like autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the UK, Scotland would like to break away and have greater autonomy or even independence. What you've got at the moment, I think, and it's not just in Europe, you've got these competing centrifugal political forces. You've got one which is trying to globalize everything,
mm-hmm.
Because of it creates economies of scale. But in doing so, it has to reduce everything to a common denominator. And that creates another centrifugal force of people trying to retain their national identities.
Mm-hmm.
and they're competing against each other.
All right, what is
they're competing in Europe. I think they're competing around the world.
So what is the future of Brexit? Will we see this and will this move forward in 2018 or might it stall?
You know, we don't know.
OK, and leave it at that.
We're now getting into the more difficult part.
Right. All right. Just looking for the quick mountaintop issues. And then question before we go to the break here in a few minutes, the survival of the European Union in general. What do you see is, you know, what will be the driving issue in 2018? Will it be Brexit? Will it be something else? We're going to get into the issue of the Russian connection, et cetera. Or is this going to just sort of wear itself out and things will come back to a sort of a neutral ground?
My theory is that we're going to have a two-tier structure. Mm. And you're going to have those who really want political integration. There's 6 or 7 countries that really want political and economic and military integration. And then you have countries, say, the East European countries, like Poland, Czech Republic, and so forth, that don't. They want to be associated. They want to have the benefits, but without having to make the political sacrifices. And so I think you could end up with a two-tier structure.
What should we look for? And again, we're talking with Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com and Look Ahead Radio. Tomorrow's news, so that you can plan on participating. And we're looking at tomorrow being 2018. Very quickly, Tom, what should we look for in the coming months? Anything significant?
In terms of EU?
Yes.
Poland. Okay. Watch Poland very carefully. They, at the moment, are being threatened with their vote being taken away in the council and the loss of subsidies because they are becoming less democratic.
Mm-hmm.
And that could become an issue not only in Poland, but in Hungary and the Czech Republic and Slovakia, all those East European countries. And that could, as I said, lead to that two-tier structure.
All right. I'm looking forward to chatting about this in relationship, that two-tiered structure. To bring up a topic in a few moments, I mentioned the Russian connection. And that, of course, is what role Russia might play in this. And in fact, what we might want to look for as that happens, because I know that Russia has a presidential election coming up here in a few months. I want to find out the details of that in a moment with Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com and Look Ahead Radio. And as always, to remind you, you can become a subscriber to LookAheadNews.com. Go to that website. You'll learn more there about the subscription price. It is